Blog Talk Radio.
She's going out tonight, but she went over.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom. Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. Are we on? 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 Yes, 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 yes. All right, all right. A little bit delayed, a little bit delayed right here, here, here. Here for the T-J-I-F. Ow.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Thank you, Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump!
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz Uwa v'yom ha-shevi'i Shavat, shavat, v'yinafash It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael Le'olam. For I the Le'olam. Kia Shesheta Yamim Asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days. Kia Shesheta Yamim. He who be, who he be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta HaShemayim, the heavens, Ueta HaAretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom HaShavi, and on the seventh day, Uvayom HaShavi, Shavata, He ceased from work. Shavat. Wayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat, wayinafash.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, arets. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the arets, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace. Peace.
מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז. הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים, אל הכבוד הרעים. Adonai al Maim Rabbim. Kol Adonai Bakoah. Kol Adonai Behadar. Kol Adonai Shover Arazim. Vayishaber Adonai et Arze al Lebanon. Vayarkidem kemo Egel. Lebanon Vesirion kemo Ven Re'emim. Kol Adonai Hotsev Lahavot Esh. Kol Adonai Yahil Midbar. Yahil Adonai Midbar Kadesh. Kol Adonai Yeholel Ayalot. Vayehesof Yarot Uvhechalo. Kullo Omer Kavod. Adonai Lamabul Yashav. Vayeshev Adonai Melech Leolam. Adonai Oz Leammo Yitten. Adonai Yevarech et Ammo Vashalom, 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 Vashalom,
Vashalom. I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is up on the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is up on many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Ana Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, Ana Bekoach. Gedulata Yemin Katir Sarura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yemin Katir Sarura. Untangle our united fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika. Zangved, Zangved, Zangved. Ahreinu Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangved, Zangved, Zangved. Ahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one. Awesome one. Na Gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor. Dorsheya Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barkhem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle, bless them. May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e Le'ameka Bine. Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokhrei. those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, set apartness, set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cry,
our cry, our cry, our cry.
Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma,
Ushma,
Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavya Ushima,
Ushima,
Ushaik Aden, Yo Dea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yo Dea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever. Lecha dodi, dodi, dodi. Lecha dodi, likrat atala. Pene shabbat nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi, likrat atala. Pene shabbat nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hi ubi ubi Jehovah. Yah, Chaja Ehad, Ushamo Ehad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Ehad, Ushamo Ehad. Lichem Ulati Areta, Witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days, the Sabbath, Shabbat, yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath, Shabbat, foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine, blessings I vine. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of Hamelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guest. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikavala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikavala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikavala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, speak, weep, I and I know, and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha toti likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikavala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah, Rastafari, we, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord, we, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I, and I, welcome thy day, we, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the Sendet, greet.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the only day. of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is a holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is a holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening, hear you not. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Bemezmor Dawid, Zitna Hule. Besma Abba, well, women Feskalu, Sahadu Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tiltu, Kibber the Hailu, Kibber the Telamawi, Hailu, Hila. Ja, Rastafari. I judge your way always. I judge your way always. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bethlehem. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa, and I will be anointed with fresh oil. With fresh oil, come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest.
to get caught in a dissonant mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call where I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find petition and prayer balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song and better the Imnegere Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
First words of this fifth Torah portion, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. And the life of Sarah was 100. Ye Sarah,
Sarah,
Sarah. Wayehu Chaye Sarah Meata Shana, where Asrima Shana, where Sheba Shanim Shane Chaye Sarah. First words of this fifth Torah portion, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. And the life of Sarah was 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah,
of Sarah,
of Sarah. Wayehu Chaye Sarah Meata Shana Wa Asrim Shana Wa Shaba Shanim Shane Chaye Sarah,
Chaye
Sarah,
Chaye
Sarah,
Chaye Sarah,
Chaye.
Chapter 23. Chapter 23. Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Chapter 23. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant, 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 current money with the merchant.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Verse of Ethiopia on the passing of Itege Men. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this fifth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in Ina and Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah, Chaye Sarah, Yesaram Edme, the life of Sarah. Very, 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 very beautiful and deep and profound meditation, especially here with the revelation, even that revelation of the word sound of Garmawi, John Hoy, of his Imperial Majesty, Garmawi Nugus Neges, Garmawi, Haile Selassie the first of Ethiopia on the passing of Itege Menen, the passing of Empress Menen, that word sound and selected speeches already have gone ahead on the ear and in the iris of ones and ones having gotten a chance to check out the broadcast and the podcast from the October 29th, the Ministry Monday, Rastafari Ministry Monday podcast and broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio, as well as the T2T. Testify Tuesday. We went into more of the revelation, the flow of the revelation, so Aita for my brothers and sisters, especially concerning King Alpha, Queen Omega, and the Rastafari Abraham and Sarah. That brings forward more of that King Alpha, Queen Omega. Honor thy father and thy mother so that thy days be long in the land that Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, the divine majesty giveth to thee. So that revelation in that Rhema word on the passing of Itege Menen. This Torah portion consists of the passing of the matriarch, the Hebrew matriarch Sarah, and the word sound of Garmawi Nugus Neges, of the King of Kings, of His Majesty, when he said, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she, speaking of Itege Menen, obedient to me. And that word sound we have also in I think 1 Peter, First Peter chapter 3, as well as the Rhema words in the previous Torah portion. And here, you know, for this Torah portion, right, this Torah portion, let's bring up the Rastafari Foundation site. You can go to the Rastafari Foundation for the weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, the sabbatical studies, Rastafari, the Shabbat Strong. And for this Shabbat, Shabbat Chaye Sara, and in the Royal Amharic, the HSV, of the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have it as Yesaram Idme, the life of Sara. So here for this Torah portion reading and feeding that fulfills on the Shabbat day for this November 3rd. Now, November 3rd, note this is one day after, right, the 88th, right, anniversary of the coronation of King Alpha and Queen Omega, of the greater Abraham and Sarah, S.I. Rastafari. So this reasoning here, if the ones haven't gotten a chance to hear the broadcast, get a chance to hear the broadcast and the podcast while the supplies last, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I. Sharing is caring. And also hit everyone up on your social media, this revelation of Rastafari Alpha, right, and Sarah. He said as Sarah was to Abraham. What does this mean, Chabarim? And sisters, the daughters, the sistership of Rastafari, right, and the true way of His Majesty, some beautiful elevations and inspirations here in this Torah portion, also in the Rhema word of the King of Kings, checking out the life of Tegemenin, the life of Sarah. So here's an overview, right, Torah portion reading and feeding the seven Aliyot for the 7 days, you know, so much manna, you know, gather as much manna according to your eating, right, the manna of the word. So the bite-sized portions, you know, for the first reading, for the Ehud or the first day, the Sunday, which is the first day, and the moon day, the second day, and the third, so forth and so on until we come to the Shabbat day. And that was interesting, as we said, because of the season, this 2018 to 2019, 399 years, right, of this sojourn in this North Country and throughout the countries in the Caribbean, the Trans-Ethiopic Ocean slave trade. So the first item is the Torah portion outlined right here. We have Sarah's death and burial. Also, that's in Genesis chapter 23, where we pick up from the Kaf Gimel, the 23rd chapter in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Bereshit. Right? We have Sarah's death, the passing. But note that HaTorah, the Shabbat, is not called the death of Sarah. It's called the Chayei Sarah. It's the words of His Majesty. Right? Give I nine the teaching of His Majesty. Right? Fulfills the vision, especially for us, of that new name, that precious name, that new name, Rastafari. In that relationship, we are as Yitzhak, Isaac. The seed shall be called in Yitzhak. Yes, I. Many are called, few are chosen, because many choose the broad way instead of the straight and the narrow way of the King of Kings Christ. So this is the fifth reading from the first book of Moses, Genesis, and it's named in the Hebrew, in the Masoretic and in the manuscripts, Chaye, the life, Chaye, Sarah. And in that sense, it has the meaning of Sarah lived, she lived, because the narrative begins with the words, now Sarah lived 127 years. Now, this is a paraphrase translation right here, Genesis 23:1, right? But what does Torah portion, this parsha bring forward, right? The portion of HaTorah, Jalor, directions, instruction, the teaching, is filled with, some call it romance, but let's call it love between man and woman, right? As well as sorrow, joy and pain, right? Tells of the story, the narrative of how Abraham mourned his wife. How did Abinu Melkeinu, Buna Negusna, Kedemau HaLeselassie mourn her majesty? Well, we get to hear that. That's when we have that Rhema word. As Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And that idea of obedience, what does that mean in the true way of the King of Kings Christ? We need to give ear, give ear, give ear, right? So Abraham mourned his wife after her passing, and how he procured a wife for Yitzhak. And at the end of this parsha, this portion, Abraham is laid to rest beside his beloved wife. Right? Now, let's recognize, right? Let's recognize in the new and the living way. Right? Now, there's more in this particular Torah portion, but this is the first, you know, first part of this Torah portion, reading and feeding and getting to show one-to-one the Rastafari Foundation site, where ones can also, you know, download and go over some of the additional. The additional word sound, right? The additional word sound and some of the links as well, brothers and sisters. You know, some of the freeware, the shareware, you know. Hit up your social media, you know, download, share the links, share the love. Yes, I, Rastafari. So let's get into some of the first words here, right? And more from the selected speeches. In fact, it's this book down here. Let's scroll down here again. It's in this book right here, Selected Speeches. I think it's like page 650. It's in the section known as Humanitarian. In that section, we have the passing of Empress Menen, of Itege Menen. And the word sound that His Majesty, you know, utters is a strength, you know, a strength for all of us, you know, as we experience, you know, good times, happy times, you know what I mean, gain, and also times of loss. So for ones and ones who are experiencing that loss, think about the life. Right? The life. Notice, this Torah portion is named The Life. This is it right here, but it doesn't seem to be opening right now. See if we can get this open. We'll return to this in a moment. Let's touch on some of the first words. The first words here is in the free PDF selected speeches. Check the link. But let's right here, right up with Chaye Sara. Right? Chaye Sara, the life of Sara. The Chaye Menen, the life of Empress Menen, Kedamawit Wolata Georgis, the life of Ainai Rastafari Sara, Ainai Matriarch. So when we say King Alpha, Queen Omega, taking it in the Psalm 45, Coronation Day Psalm context, behold the lioness, right? Doth not nature, you know, teach you that if the man, right? Notice the lion has a longer mane. It's a beautiful eye trait right there of Ainai Queen Mother, as Sarah was to Abraham. So was Her Majesty, Empress Menen, to His Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie. Read and study Psalm 45, brothers and sisters. Let's touch on a few first words right here in this fifth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Chaye Sara. Let's open up right here. Open up my sword. Right? And let's go right here. A few verses right here. Let's see, where are we? Life of Sara right there. Boom. Life of Sara. Picking up right here with Genesis 23:1. It's interesting, the word correspondence we decided to use in the KJV search from Basic Degrees, KJV. So for the English speakers, we put life and Sara. And it's interesting where we have life and Sara. For example, Genesis 18:10, as well as 18:14. Right? This is the third, right, in the canonical scriptures where life and Sara, according to translation, right, correspond. It's just an interesting kind of a medi, right? An interesting reasonment, you know, medi and reasonment as well. It's the same word Hebraically for life, the Chaye, right, the high, yes, I, high, right, high, shall live, high Yahweh. So we have Genesis 23:1, the Kaf Gimel, in the Hebrew, the Kaf Gimel, 23rd chapter from the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis, Bereshit, the Sefer Bereshit. So we have Genesis 23:1. And Sarah was 127 years old. Now note the order of how it is. Most people say, well, she was 127. But the scriptures has a specific order, and there is an interesting reason, man. And we can come and reason on why is this particular order that KJV more or less accurately translates and conveys here? And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were, the italicized parts not being there, but to help the sense of the translation, the years of the life of Sarah. So here we get into the Hebrew first words, the first words here for this fifth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Torah portion, the Hay, right, the Hay. Should we begin up here? We'll begin with the first HB. Most of them are the same, but the last one is unpointed, right? So Hebrew first words here. For this fifth sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong in this semester, Hebrew first words, Vayihyu, Chayei Sara, Me'ah Shana, V'Asarim Shana, V'Sheba Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sara, Chayei Sara. Let's bring this down right here. Once again, the KJV with the strong, the hyperlink words for Sara and Chaye. Let's look at the word Chai for a moment. Chai. You might have seen that those Hebrew letters, you know, some Yehudi and others, they wear a little like a medallion or like a piece of jewelry that has this. Even Burhana Selassie. Right, we have some pictures of Bob Marley, Robert Nestor Marley, better known as Bob Marley, but even to us as Burhana Selassie, light of Selassie, right? Wearing the Chai symbol, Chai, for life, living, Chayi. So we get in some of the parts of the, you know, bringing out what the Hebraic sense, you know, the Hebraic sense, but the basic sense is the life, right? Chayi, Chai, right? From Chaya. Interesting because we also have this as part of Hawa or Eve, Eva's name, Haywan's name, Chaya, to have life, to live, to have life, to remain alive, to sustain life, to live prosperously, right? To live forever, to be quickened, to be alive. So some of the general senses right there of this particular word right here, right? Now, let's get into just a little bit more right here, brothers and sisters, for the Hebrew first words. A little expanded first words, because we touched on some of the first words already in some of the audios and on the ministry Monday from October 29th and Testified Tuesday from the 30th. Looking forward, brothers and sisters, to more on this fulfillment in this carnation. Right? This is the 88th, right, anniversary of the coronation of Garmawi Haile Selassie and Her Majesty. As that messianic Psalm 45, we touched on that in the T2T Testify Tuesday. Please get it here and also share. You know, ones and ones that do the editing. You know, we have some music and other things, but ones and ones, just edit out those parts and share that. Just share, send a copy so we know what's going on out there among the co-laborers, brothers and sisters. But the Hebrew first words right here. The connection, the revelation of I and I, Rastafari, Abraham, and Sarah, right, within the new and the living way is just so wonderful, brothers and sisters, and we're seeking to at least lay a foundation. So here, looking at the Tanakh and the W-E-B. Now, you'll note that most ones will turn the language around so that it kind of agrees with the language being translated into at least the common kind of ear, right? But the ordering, right? The ordering is actually seven, as you see with the KJV light right there. It says, "And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old." Some have asked about that, like, "Well, why is that important?" Right? Why is that important? Well, there's some reasonments concerning and the life of Sarah was, right? And the life of Sarah was. How does it begin off right here? Right? Let's back this up right there. And the life of Sarah, right? And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. Looking at the Chumash, the translation says, "And the life of Sarah was 107 and 20 years." These were the years of the life of Sarah. So this is the first words right here. Why Vayehyu, 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 Chaye Sara, and they were, Vayehyu, Vayehyu, and they were, Chaye, the life, or the living, the life, Sara, of Sara, and the sense of it is that Sara lived, the life, the living of Sara, and they were, Me'ah, Me'ah, Shana, 100 years, with Asarim, Shana, with Asarim, and the Asarim, right, the Asarim, here we have, right, and 20, right, and 20, with Shaba'ah, Shanim, Shene, Chaye, Sara. So the text is literally 100 years, and 20 years, and 7 years. Notice that. It is 100, so actually the King James KJV has it as 7 and 20. But the Hebrew, literally from the Hebrew text, you can see the Tanakh right there, and it's this portion. This is how, like, this portion that we are focusing on for this first part. This is the first part of the, right there, this part right here. But just to bring this over so you can see it a little bit more fully, the highlighted part. Vayehyu, first word, Vayehyu, reading from right to left. Vayehyu, Chaye, Chaye, Sara, Sara, Me'ah, Shana, Asarim, Asarim, Shana, Sheba'ah, or Sheba'ah, Sheba'ah, Shanim. So literally, the text says in 100 years and 20 years, or 100 year, literally 100 year and 20 year and 7 years, with Sheba'ah. With Sheba'ah, or Sheva'ah, some say V'Sheva'ah, with Sheba'ah, Shani, with Sheba'ah, and 7 years. So it says, Me'ah Shana, 100 year, with Asarim Shana, and 20 year, with Sheba'ah, Sheba'ah Shani, and 7 years. Then it says, Shinei, the years, the Shinei, the years, Chaye, of the life of the living, Sara, of the life of Sara. So the part that is outside of the highlight says, Shene Chaye Sara. So years is repeated with each number to indicate that each has its own Targum. In the Royal of Hearts, say Targum. In the Hebrew, modern Hebrew, says Targum, the interpretation. What is the interpretation of Targum, the Targum, right? Ethiopically, Targum, Hebraically, Targum, has an interpretation, because each number of years is repeated with each number. This indicates that it has its interpretation. It is said that Sarah was as sinless, without uckery, at 100 as at 20. For until the age of 20, hachet, or chata'a, chati'at, lack, falling short, sin, akari, is not punishable and therefore does not count, right? According to some of the ancient Hebraic context, right, and that Afro-Shemitic context, right, of the scripture, that until the age of 20, it is said that the chati'at is not punishable and therefore does not count. And as beautiful concerning the interpretation of these numbers with the matriarch Sarah, and beautiful and idleful at 20 as at 7 years. So the years, the Shene Chaye Sarah. And that's this part right here. The Shene Chaye Sarah. The years of the life of Sarah. They were all alike in goodness. So beginning off the Hebrew first words here for this fifth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, right? And then Annie Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat strong, Chaye Sara, Chaye Sara, and the life of Sara was, right? And the life of Sara was, this is how it begins off, and the life of Sara was, Vayehyu, Chaye Sara. Why, you and they were Chaye, the lives of Sara. And they were what? And then breaks down the years. And we touched on that. Now, the age of other woman in the Bible, note this, the age of other woman in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the Torah, and in the Orit, or the Torah, you know, the scriptures, is not given, if you notice. The age of other woman in the scriptures is not given. Now, special attention in the Bible, in the scriptures, is drawn to her passing, to Sarah's passing, to the matriarch Sarah's passing. Now, we have to recognize how significant we say, honor thy father and thy mother. So when we refer to King Alpha and Queen Omega, we know that he who be who he be is the Kedamawi and the Decharawi, is the first and the last, is the Ha'aleif and Ha'taweh, or the Aleif, Ha'aleif and Ha'tav, is the Alpha and Omega in himself, but yet the revelation of Psalm 45, as it applies to the coronation, right, of the line of the tribe of Judah, Gormawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, Ngusu Negesa, Ethiopia, Siyuma, Egziavia. And to his desire and his will being expressed in the coronation on the same day of the Empress Etegemenin. And how we follow that through with the scriptures and prophecy, and that brings us to Psalm 45, that royal wedding psalm. So this both occurs in this Shavua here, this 399th year period, 2018 to 2019, Chavarim. Yes, I. So we have special attention is drawn to her passing to connect it with the purchase of the cave at Machpelah. And since her death is mentioned, her age is also recorded. Now, what we find in this Torah portion is the matriarch, the passing of the matriarch. Yes, we give, and we should give even more due emphasis to that righteous patriarch, that righteous black patriarch, to the resurrection and restoration of the black, the Hebrew patriarch. That's what we find in Abraham Ha'ivri, Abraham, Abraham Ha'ivri, the Hebrew, and the true meaning of Hebrew, right? And now we have the passing of a matriarch, right? And after Rivka, right, who was fit to replace her, was born. Since one righteous person does not die or pass away before another is born. This is also the ancient thought. So we have to also recognize how the script is written in connection as we study, as we read, and as we aliyah, and we shema'ah, we give ear to hear, right? Yes, I, Rastafari. So looking forward, brothers and sisters, to more on the ear and the eye, please check out the broadcast, the podcast, already concerning the Chaye Sara and the Etegemenin connection, right? The biblical Hebrew Sara and Empress Menin connection. We have that, you know, in the broadcast, Ministry Monday, right? Just the Rhema word. We already was going to bring it forward, but even more for Psalms, you know, the Psalms according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, of Melchizedek. Yes, I. So we're looking forward, forward ever. Backward never. Give thanks, brothers and sisters. This Torah portion right here, the Chaye Sara, right? The Chaye Sara, the life of Sara. As Sara was to Abraham, Gormawi, Nagusan Nagest, His Majesty says, so was she obedient, right, to His Majesty. See, that sign right there, that fulfillment in their child, I and I, Rastafari, yes, I, the seed will be called according to Yitzhak. What does Yitzhak mean? Yitzhak, to laugh. They got rumor, right? We got humor. What more can we say? Let's obey His Majesty in spirit and in truth. B'Shem Yeshua. More to come, brothers and sisters, for this fifth sabbatical study, Chaye Sara. Be well, brothers and sisters. God bless the eye and keep the eye. B'Shem Yeshua, 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 B'Shem
Yeshua, B'Shem Yeshua, B'Shem Yeshua. Now hear this! Master, are you ready? Take it!
Ever sure. Jah Rastafari with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Oh, you going on there, my daddy? Oh, the one that they go. Repatriation. Well, if I never put you
mood and never there, son of it, build rhythm and watch pressure. Only for sleepless night and a lick prayer. Enough demon come out, but we are the slayer. The man studied the prophecy down to the wire. East and never show no mercy, check Obadiah, Micah, come one here, Hazan, Ezekiah. And him vision the fall of Samaria, cause he worship has gone down a Judea. He must get punished by the high priest of Messiah. Just we tell the truth to Israel, I could get conquered. Fin war with me, attack you up, you check scripture. Don't prepare at the table amongst my enemies, son, I gotta thank you, oh Jah. Oh, where you gonna run to? Repatriation, I must so far fool, no, no. I tell the money, blood, I run through the divine majesty, the devil gets through, no, kung fu. Oh, where you gonna run to? Repatriation, I must so far fool. Rastafari provide me with the word. From a direct intention, it's up for word. Inspiration just said all when them said the word. More than 2,000 years under them curse. You no licky licky them now giving none. Hear them a ball and a talk for God a come. But when you check out them live their blood a run. Like the youth them no care about them land. You know the music not take no program. No matter what them say me I fear my God. So much fun if them still a praise idol. I win since we lose all we moral. Don't prepare at the table amongst my enemies. I'm gonna thank you, oh Jah. Oh, where you gonna run to? Repatriation, I must so far fool, no, no. I tell the money, blood, I run through the divine majesty, the devil gets through, no, kung fu. Oh, where you gonna run to? Repatriation, I must so far fool.
Yes, 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 yes. So for this sabbatical study here, Chayei Sarah, getting some of the basics right here. The TJIF, the Friday podcast. So we had 2 days within podcast, so a lot to catch up with right here. We have today's daily psalm here in the season, Psalm 63. Like to go through the basic overview. I know we focus a lot on Chayei Sarah, passing the matriarch and the connection with Empress Menen based on the words of Gamawi, Nagus, and Nagas. But here, as we move forward.
Sabbatical study, this I-9 Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Let's move forward right here to Psalm 63, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, and some more on Chayei Sarah, the Q&A. Stay tuned.
Psalm 63.
Mizmor Samech Gimal, Mizmor le David b'yoto b'midbar Yehuda.
O God, thou art my God.
Elohim Eli Atta.
Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. He stopped.
So one of the themes of today's daily psalm is exiles, exiles longing in the wilderness, seeking the sustainer, seeking Yahuwah. So right up the Royal Amharic, a look right here, 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 and I see them come, see them come, dub wise.
مزمور 62 بقنف 63 بإدومياس مدربدا بنبره غزي يداويت مزمور أملاكي أملاكي ودان تغسغسال نفسي أنتن تطمع شغاي أنتن انديت نافقك انچتنا وها بليلبس بمدربدا حيلهننا كبرهن عايزن انديو بمقدس وستملكتو ምህረትህ ከህይወት ይሻላልና ከንፈሮቼ አመሰግንሃለሁ። እንዲህ በህይወቴ ዘመን አመሰግንሃለሁ፣ ባንተም ስም እጆቼን አነሳለሁ። ነፍሴ በቅቤና በስብ እንደሚጠግቡ ትጠግባለች፣ ከንፈሮቼም ስምህን በደስታ ያመሰግናሉ። በመኝታዬም አስብሃለሁ፣ በማለዳም እናገርልሃለሁ። ረዳቴ ሆነኸኛልና በክንፎችም ጥላ ደስ ይለኛል። ነፍሴ በኋላ ተከታተለች፣ እኔንም ቀኝ ተቀበለች። እነርሱ ግን ነፍሴን ለከንቱ ፈለጓት፣ ወደ ምድር ጥልቅ ይገባሉ። ለሰይፍ እጅ አልፈው ይሰጣሉ፣ የቀበሮም እድል ፈንታ ይሆናል። ንጉሥ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል፣ በእርሱ የሚምን ሁሉ ይከብራል። ሐሰትን የሚናገር አፍ ይዘጋል።
Psalm 63
Mizmor Samer Gimal Mizmor le David biyoto bemidbar Yehuda 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 Yehuda
O God, thou art my God.
Elohim Eli Atta 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 Atta.
Early will I seek thee.
Ashahareka, Ashahareka, Ashahareka.
My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped, 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 stopped.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. See, so this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta does to the work. In a sense of do the work.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Salam to Tena Yistaling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm, the 63rd Siddusah sourced psalm, the 63rd psalm here. And as we compare and contrast an authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus of Garmawi Haile Selassie, the Haile Selassie version, HSV, side by side with the KJV for today's daily psalm, which has a theme here, Egeziab Yarin Mefelek, Mefelek, seeking. Right, seeking mefelek ekziabihes. Salam to Tena Yistaling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Edek. Salam to Tena Yistaling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Edek. Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm, the 63rd Siddusah source. Siddusah sourced psalm, the 63rd psalm here. And as we compare and contrast an authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus of Garmawi Haile Selassie, the Haile Selassie version, HSV, side by side with the KJV for today's daily psalm, which has a theme here, Egeziabi Harin Mefelek, Mefelek, seeking. Right, seeking Mefelek, Ekeziabi here, seeking the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, he who be, who we be. In today's daily psalm, the psalmist and I expresses, I desire, intense desire to be in he who be, we be's presence, in his perception, as the word says, let this mind be in you, the mind that's in HaMoshiach, Yeshua, and confidently, evidently affirms, making firm, that HaElohim, the true good, the true God, Ekeziabi, will judge his enemies. Today's daily psalm here, and exiles, also theme in exiles' longing. This mizmor, Hebraically, the mezmor, mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, and here from the Metzaf Kedus, side by side, but getting a basic foundation here, this psalm is linked with the two preceding psalms. So 61 and 62, the two preceding psalms, and originated in the same disturbed and trials and tribulations, trying and disturbing period in Dawid's and David's, we could say, career and David's tribe. The rebellion which drove him into the Midbar. What drove him into the Midbar, into the wilderness? As we're in this Torah portion, even in season, we have Bamidbar in the wilderness. Here we have a wilderness psalm, the circumstances and situations that drove Dawid, David, into the wilderness, even the wilderness of Yehuda, of Judah, the rebellion. In this composition here, in this mizmor, in this mezmor, mezmor de Dawit, in this psalm, this chant, this intonation, he and I tells of the longing for HaKadosh, the longing for his holy place, for the mikdash, the mekdash, the holy place, the sanctuary, which consumes him and I. And the consolation, here's the key that he found in the meditation, in the meditation upon HaElohim, the true good, the true God, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, during his banishment, his exile, his banishment from home. So we have in today's daily psalm, Psalm 63, an exile's longing. Now, according to the psalm superscription, touching on this psalm, today's daily psalm, and the superscription in today's daily psalm, it says a psalm of David, of Dawid, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou the I art, my God, early will I seek thee, I, my soul thirsteth for the eye, my flesh longeth for the eye in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Now, according to this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, intonation, the superscription, David, he wrote the mizmor, the mezmor, the chant, while in the wilderness. Have this in a superscription. Be'edomias midre beda benebere gizeh yedawit. Mezmor, in the midst of Kedus, comparing this, contrasting the Hebrew, Mezmor le Dawi, Bihiyoto, Bimidbar, it says Yehuda, Bimidbar, Yehuda, says in the wilderness of Judah here we have Edomias Midrebeda,
in the Edomite. Interesting. The interesting nuance here we have in the superscription here, looking at the manuscript, Mezmor Silsa Hulet, the Kintwist, Silsa Source. So actually the ancient numbering is 62, but corresponds to modern numbering. This is the 63rd Silsa Source, the Edomias in Edom, the Edomites in Dumia, the Edomias Midrebeda, the Midrebeda, the wilderness, Ben Neberah Gizeh, when he was, in the time when he was, Ben Neberah, when he was Gizeh, the time that he was, yeah, Dawit Mezmor, superscription right here, while he was in the wilderness of Yehuda, or Edom. Perhaps this refers to the period described in 1 Samuel chapters 23 to 24, or to the incident that's mentioned in 2 Samuel, the incident in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. So here, just getting a context with the context of today's daily psalm right here, we have 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 23 and 28, that makes a link with today's daily psalm, Ekeziah v'Harin, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Ekeziah v'Harin, Mefelek, seeking the sustainer, seeking sustainer. So make I and I ride up, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have the Mezmor Dawit, Silsa Source, 63rd psalm, superscription. Be Edomias Midre Beda, Benabere Gize, Ye Dawit Mezmor, superscription. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Yehuda. The Hebrew brings up Yehuda here in the midst of Kedush. Says, Be Edomias, Medrebeda, the Edomite wilderness, Be Nebere Gizeye, Dawit Mezmor, Kuter And. Verse 1. Amlaki, Hoda Ante Gesek Salo, Nese Antena Tet Emach, Sigayen Anten in Data Nafik Etch. In Chetina Wuha Belebet Bemidrebeda. Oh source, I'm lucky, my source, I'm lucky. Whether ante gasegsalo. Whether ante to the eye and to none other. To the eye, speaking directly to he who be who he be, to the eye. Whether ante gasegsalo early. Will I seek the eye, make the movement towards the eye. Towards the eye, where ante, igasek gasalo. Nefse, antente temach. Nefse, my soul, my psyche. Nefse, anten, ante, the eye, with the direct object marker. Anten, the eye, and the eye, and none other than the eye. Anten, tetemach. She thirsteth, she's thirsty. My soul thirsteth for the eye. Nefse, anten, tetemach. Sigayi anten indeed to nafik etch. Sigayi, my flesh, sigayi, anten, the eye, ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, and the eye, anten, indeed, how much, indeed, nafik etch, she longs. How much does my flesh long for the eye, speaking directly to source, I'm lucky, what ante gesexalo, nefse, anten tetemach, sigayi anten indeed nafik etch. In chetina wuha belelebet bemidre beda. My flesh longeth for the eye in a land wood and water. Wood in chetina and wuha and water in chetina wuha. Wood and water belelebet. Belelebet. In that which is without the midre beda. In a wilderness, a midr of beda. Ain a beda, and in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no wood and water. Note that right there, where there is no wood and water. We have right here in the KJV, it says, where no water is. But the Mitzvah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Divine Majesty, and also in the other ancient scripts and the ancient manuscripts, even I'm going to check right here with the LXX, just in the studies of today's daily psalm, and exiles, as I and I, the Falasha Mora, the exiles, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, exiles, right, even in this wilderness of this north country. So here, right here, in this opening, in the opening verse, right, in this opening verse right here, in a land
a land that is not just barren of water or lacking water, but the Royal Amharic brings out. And looking right here at Septuaginta LXX, how often long for you, my flesh and land, a barren and untrodden and waterless land. But being barren in that sense is brought out even more forcibly in the Metzav Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Mezmore Dawit, in the Psalms of David, of his Imperial Majesty, Gurmawi Kamal Haile Selassie, the thirsting soul. The thirsting soul satisfied in the sustainer, Hulet, verse 2. Hailehinna kuvrehin aizen, indihu bemekdes wista temelekatahu, to see, to pay attention, to see, temelekatahu, to see, to pay attention, to see thy power and thy glory. Hailehinna kubrehin, haile, the eye power, haile hinna, the eyes, power, and kubrehin, and the eye, male's glory, eye, to see, eye zen, so that to see, haile hinna kubrehin, eye zen, indihu, like this, the mekdes wist. In the Mekdes, in the Mikdash, in the Hebrew, say the Mikdash, the holy place, the Mekdes, Mamorinya, the Mekdes wist, temelekatahu, to so have, so as I have seen, here we have KJV bring out, so as I have seen the eye in the sanctuary, to see thy power and thy glory, Hailehinna kubrehin aizen, in dihu. And so, like this, bemekdes wist temelekatahu. So, like this, as I have seen, paid attention, temelekatahu, paid attention, seen the eye in the mekdes, in the holy place, in the sanctuary, in the isla. Kutel source, verse 3. Mihireti kahiweti shalalina kena feroche yamesegnuhal. Kuter soas mihireti kahiweti shalalina ken feroche yamesegnuhal. Because thy loving kindness, KJV brings out, is better than life. Mihireti, the I male loving kindness, mihireti, kahiwet, more than hiwet, more than life. Ka, from hiwet, ishalalina, for it's better. The eyes, mercy, loving kindness, mihireti, kahiwet, ishalalina, is better than life. Ken feroche, my lips, yamesegnu, they will praise ha, they will praise the eye, male, ken feroche, yamesegnu hal, kutararat, verse 4. Indeed, behiwete zemen amesegnahalo, be antem sim, ijochin anesalo, here, kutararat, indeed, behiwete zemen amesegnahalo, be antem sim, ijochin anesalo. KJV brings out as thus, indeed, like this, indeed, thus will I bless the eye while I live, behiwete, in my life, zemen, season, in my living season, behiwete, zemen, amesaginhalo, I will praise the eye, male, beantem, and in the eye, speaking directly to he, who be we be, ante, beantem, and in the eyes, sim, beantem sim, in the eyes, male name, the antem sim, ijochin, my hands, anesalo, ijochin, anesalo. I will lift up my hands, put your hands up, I will lift up my hands in thy name, be antem sim, ijochin, anesalo. Kutaramist, verse 5. Nesi. Bekvena besib in the miat egbua tit egvalech. Ken feroche ma simhin bedesta yamesegnal. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Nese, my soul, my psyche, be kibe. It's like butter. Kibe na besib, sib, anointing, ointment, butter, in essence, the kibe na besib, fatness, in the mia tegbu, as those which are satisfied to tegbalich, to acknowledge. She will be satisfied. Speaking of the psyche, speaking of the soul. Ken Farochim. Ken Farochim. And my lips. Simihin. Simih. Simihin. Simih. Simihin. And the eyes name, speaking to he, and the eyes male name, Simihin, Bedesta, Bedesita, Yamesegnalu, Yamesegnalu. And my lips will be happy, Bedesta, Bedesita will be happy. Here KJV brings out, and my mouth, shall praise thee with joyful lips. Bamarinya, more so is brought out, and my lips. Once again, the lips in verse, we had in verse 4. My lips shall praise Kenferoche, Yamesegnuhal, Yamesegnuhal will praise the eye. Male, here we have in Kutaramist, verse 5, Kenferochim, and my lips, and as for my lips, Kenferochim, Simmehin, the eyes, Sim, the eyes, male name, the Hashem, Simmehin, Bedesta, Yamesegnalo, Yamesegnalo, they will praise, praising the eye in happiness, praising the eye in joyfulness. Kutarasidist, verse 6. Bemenitayim asibahalo, be maladam and nagarlhalo. When, remember this is a continuous, here we have this idea being continued here in Kutar Sadist. We have verse 6, the continuation of the idea, bemenitayim, menyita, where I tenya, lay down, menyitayim, my laying down place. Right, but menyatayim asibahalo, asibahalo, asibahalo. I will hasab, I will think, I will reckon, I will sing deeply. Right upon the eye, the maledam, and in the early hours, the intercessory hours of the morning, the maledam, and nagar lahalo, the maledam, and in the maleda. This is when Maryam Magdalui to Maryam and the other woman came on that echud, that first day, rishon yom harishon morning in the maled. The Malada, we call it the intercessory hours. It's like the 3 a.m., like in the West, the 3 a.m. to like the 6, the early hours, you know, right before the dawning. It says, Gamaladam and Nagar Lhalo, I will speak to the eye. Here we have, when I remember thee upon my bed, the Menyatayim Asibahalo, and meditate and iditate on the eye in the night watches, the maledam, in the early hours of the morning, inagar lahalu. I will tell, I will speak to the eye. I will speak for the eye, I will speak to the eye. I will speak in favor of the eye, the maledam, inagar lahalu. Kutar sabat. Verse 7. Redate honehinyalina. Because thou hast been my help, redate, redat, redat help, redate, 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 I help, redate, I assist in, I help, redate, honehinyalina, for the I be, for I, because the I be, for I, honehinyalina, the I has, for the I has be, for the I has been my help, it's a past tense for the I, because the I be my help, the I is my help, because I be my help, redate, Honehanyalina, be kinfochihim tila, kinfoch, the wings, be kinfochihim, and in the eyes, male wings, speaking directly to he who be who he be, the tila, the shadow, be kinfochihim tila, desilinyalina. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Des, happiness, yilinyalina, it says to me, happiness, happy, it says, joy, it says. This is a sense of happiness. I'll be happy. In that state of mind, bekin fochehim tila, des yilinyalina, kutar cement, verse 8. Nefsi, bechwala, tekatat telech. My soul, my psyche, bechwala, after the eye, male, she, my psyche, nefse, bechwala, after the eye, male, tekatatelech, following, she's following, intensive of action. How the word is not just teketelech, but teketatelech, she's following behind the eye, she's seeking the eye, nefse, bechwala, teketatelech. Here KJV brings out a sense of my soul, my psyche, followeth hard after the I, male, inenim, and I, inenim, and I, as for I, kenye. Enye, tek evelechin, thy right hand, KJV has, upholdeth, me, upholdeth us. Bamarin in the midst of Kedus and Negus and Neges, inanim, and as for I, Kenya, the eyes, right hand, she receives I, Tekebelechin, she receives I, inanim, and as for I, Kenya, the eyes, right hand, Tekebelechin. So it's a beautiful verse. This verse, Kut el cement, Nefse, Bechala, Tekatatelech, inanim, ak enye, Tekebelechin, Kut el Zetang, verse 9. Enar sugin nesina lekentua felaguat wadamidarat likay gabal. But those that seek my soul, that seek my psyche, enar sugin, enar su they gin. However, on the other hand, them enar sugin. However, them nesin, my soul nesin. The emphasis on the soul nesin, on my soul nesin lekentu. For vanity, for worthlessness, for vanity, for leguat, they seek her. But those who seek my soul for vanity, for uselessness, for worthlessness, and our sugin, nesin lekentu of leguat, what a midarat illik aygabalu, shall go into the lower parts, see about the duat, the shiol, right, the lower parts of the earth. What a midaratilik, or the psychical, also the lower part of the psychical plane. What a midaratilik, tilk yigabalu. Put an answer, verse 10. Let's say if ijal foa yisetalu, yek abroma idilla fanta yihonalu. They shall fall by the sword. Let's say if, sayeth, sword, let's say if, for the sword, let's say if, ij. For the hand of the sword, let's say if ij alfo, they will be like passed over. For the hand of the sword, you set alu passed over and given. They'll be like almost like betrayed. They'll be betrayed into the hand of the sword. Let's say if ij alfo, you set alu yekabrom idil, a portion idil of the luck, in the sense of luck of the foxes, the kebro yekabrom idilla fanta. Becoming like a portion, Yehonalu, they shall be a portion for the foxes. Put that answer on to verse 11. Negus again, but the king, negus again, be egaziari heredesilawal, be arsu yemi mila hulu yikabral, hesetina yeminagar afa yizagalina, but the king. Negus again, the king gin. However, on the other hand, the king. Negus again, but the king, the negus, shall rejoice in Egeziavihar, in the sustaining of the good, the generous, the open-handed, our father, source, the Egeziavihar, des ilawah, des, happy, ilawah, says to him, joy says to him, that happiness, that joy, should be in that happy state of mind, that joyful state of mind, in Egeziavihar, negus again, the Egeziavihar, des ilawah, the arsu, yamimilahulu, yikabral, everyone, KJV has, everyone that sweareth, by him shall glory. Be'arsu, in him. Be'arsu, yemimil. The one who swear. Hulu, all who swear. Be'arsu, yemimil. Hulu, yikabral. Will glory, will honor, will glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Hasetin, yeminagar af izagalina. Hasetin, yeminagar af. Haset, lies. Yeminagar, one who speak lies. Af, the mouth that speak lies. Hasetin, yeminagar af. The mouth that speaketh lies. Yizagalina, for it will be stopped.
Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 62 በቅንፍ 63 በኤዶሚያስ ምድረ በዳ በነበረ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ገሰግሳለሁ ነፍሴ አንተን ተጠማች ስጋዬ አንተን እንዴት ናፈቀች እንጨትና ውሃ በሌለበት በመድረበዳ
ኃይልህንና ክብርህን አይዘንድ እንዲሁ በመቅደስ ውስጥ ተመለከቱ ምህረትህ ከህይወት ይሻላልና ከንፈሮቼ ያመሰግኑሃል እንዲህ በህይወት የዘመን አመሰግንሃለሁ ባንተም ስም እጆቼን አነሳለሁ ነፍሴ በቅቤና በስብ እንደሚጠግቡ ትጠግባለች ከንፈሮቼም ስምህን በደስታ ያመሰግናሉ በመኝታዬም አስብሃለሁ በማለዳም እናገርልሃለሁ ረዳቴ ሆነኸኛልና በክንፎችህም ጥላ ደስ ይለኛልና ነፍሴ በኋላህ ተከታተለች እኔንም ቀኝህ ተቀበለች እነርሱ ግን ነፍሴን ለከንቱ ፈለጓት ወደ ምድር ጥልቅ ይገባሉ ለሰይፍ እጅ አልፈው ይሰጣሉ የቀበሮም እድል ፈንታ ይሆናል ንጉሥ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል በርሱ የሚምን ሁሉ ይከብራል ሐሰትን የሚናገር አፍ ይዘጋልና
Psalm 63
Mizmor Samech Gimal מזמור לדוד בהיותו במדבר יהודה 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 יהודה
O God thou art my God
Elohim Eli Atta 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 Atta
Early will I seek thee
Ashaharetka Ashaharetka Ashaharetka
My soul thirsteth for thee my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is to see thy power and thy glory so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped, 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 stopped.
מזמור סמך גימל, מזמור לדוד בהיותו במדבר יהודה. אלוהים אלי אתה אשחרקה, צמאה לך נפשי, כמת לך וזרי, בארץ צייה ועייף בלי מים. כן בקודש חזיתיך, לראות עוזך וכבודך, כי טוב חסדך מחיים, שפתי ישבחונך כן אברכך וחיי ושמך אשא כפי במו חלב ודשן תשבע נפשי ושפתי רננות יהלל פי אם זכרתיך על יצועי באשמורות אהגה בך כי היית עזרת לי ובצל כנפיך ארנן דבקה נפשי אחריך, בי תמך ימיניך, והמה לשואה יבקשו נפשי, יבואו בתחתיות הארץ, יגירוהו על ידי חרב, מנת שועלים יהיו, והמלך ישמח באלוהים, יתהלל כל הנשבע בו, כי יסחר פי דוברי שקר.
And here, Midrash on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malki, Tzedek, Mizmor, Samech, Gimel. Psalm 63, Psalm LXIII, Mizmor Ledawi, Bi Yoto, Bi Midbar Yehuda. Elohim Eliata Eshachreka Samahlika Nashi Kamahlika Vitsaria Vitaretas Yaha Vitayefa Bili Mayi. A psalm of David, of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Mizmor Lidawi. Be Yoto Abimidbar Yehuda. O Elohim, thou art Eli Eliata. Earnestly will I seek thee. Hear. Psalm 63, Hebraically, verses 1 and 2. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says in Yeshaya, Ishayahu, Isaiah 26 and 16. Adonai, Lord, in trouble have they sought thee, the eye. Silently they poured out a prayer when thy chastening was up on them. When do the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In the time and the hour of their distress. As Psalm 18 and 7 says, In my stress and distress, I called upon Yahweh, I called upon Jehovah, and cried to Elohai, Hailei. Thus, like this, David also, whenever he found himself in distress, stress or distress, sought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sought the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said in Psalm 3 and 1, a psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, Beno, his son. And again in Psalm 54 and 2, when the Ziphites came and said to Shaul, to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? And again in Psalm 57 and 1, when he fled from Shaul, from Saul, in the cave. So here also, Mizmor Lidawi, Bi Yoto, Bi Midba Yehuda, a psalm of David. When he was in the wilderness of Yehuda, when he was in the wilderness of Judah, Mizmor LeDavid Bihiyoto B'Midbar Yehuda. The verse does not say, quote, a psalm of David when he was king, end quote, but when he was in the wilderness of Judah, Bihiyoto B'Midbar Yehuda. Thus again, David said in Psalm 118 and 5, I called upon Yahweh Jehovah in distress and stress and distress. And also in Psalm 56 verse 4, what time that I am afraid, I will trust in thee I. And again in Psalm 119, 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted
in order that I might learn thy statutes. Hence, hear, it is said. Hear, 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 it is said. Mizmor le David, bi yoto, be mi dabar Yehuda, Elohim, Eliata, Eshachereka, a psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O Elohim, thou art my El, true good, true God, earnestly will I seek thee, the I, Elohim, Eliata Ishachareka. O Elohim, thou art Eli, earnestly will I seek thee, the I, male, the I, Elohim, Eliata Ishachareka. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says in Proverbs 18 and 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me earnestly shall find me. I love them that love I, and those that seek I earnestly shall find I. HaTorah, John's direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty says, I love them that love I. Who loves me, who loves I love him. Another targum, another interpretation. Who loves me, I love him. David, because he loved me, he loved I love him. And because he sought me, he sought I earnestly. I sought him earnestly and was found by him. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, O Elohim, thou art Eli. Earnestly will I seek thee, Elohim, Eliata Ishachreka. My soul thirsteth for thee, the eye. My flesh longeth for thee, the eye. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Elohim, Eliata Shachereka, Amahilka Nafshi, Kamahilka Visari, Veretas Yah. We are fabli mayi. The thirsty land where no water is. What is the thirsty land? Be eretz as ya. We are fabli mayi. Is Adam? Is Edom? Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi taught that when Moses said, Yahuwah HaElohim, Jehovah the Elohim, who led thee through great and dreadful wilderness, who led the eye through the great and dreadful wilderness, wherein were serpents, fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where no water is, in Deuteronomy, Devari, in Deuteronomy 8 and 15. By serpents, what did he mean, Habarim? By serpents, he meant Babylon. By fiery serpents, Medea. By scorpions, the Gracchoi, Greece. And by a thirsty land where no water is, Edom. He meant Edom. There is a charm against the serpent. There is a charm against the fiery serpent. There,
There is a charm against the scorpion, but there is no charm against a thirsty land. A thirsty land where no water. Where no water is, where are fabli mayi. So too, there is no charm against this wicked, against this ratchet kingdom. Hence, here a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Be'eretz yaha. Where Ayefa Bali Mayi is a land where our souls, our psyches, thirst for words of Torah, John's direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, but where it is not permitted I and I to drink, as is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah. In Isaiah 41 and 17, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, Jehovah will hear them. I, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim, the true God, the true good of Yisrael, will not forsake them.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Mizmor Samech Gimel Samech Gamel Psalm 63 Mizmor Lidawi Mizmor Samech Gimel Samech Gamel Psalm 63 Mizmor Lidawi Bi Yoto Bi Midbar Yehuda Elohim Eliata Ishachrecha, Samaha lika, Nashia, Kamaha lika, Visari, Bi Eretz Az Yah, Vi Ayefa, Bli Mayim. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God, earnestly will I seek thee. Earnestly will I seek the eye. Mizmor Lidawid. Bi Yahiyoto Abit Midbar Yehuda. Elohim Eli Ata Ishachreka. Psalm of David. Mizmor Lidawid. Chant Isis of the Well-Beloved. A psalm of David. Mizmor Lidawid. When he was. Bi Yahiyoto. Bi Yahiyoto. When he was. When he be. Bit me debar Yehuda, when he be when he was in the wilderness, the Midbar of Yehuda. Elohim, Eli, Ata, Elohim, Eli, Ata. O Elohim, thou art the I, male art, Eli, Eli, my El, true good, true God. Ishachreka, earnestly will I seek the I, Ishachreka. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 26 and 16, where it reads, Lord, in trouble have they sought thee. Silently they poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Yahuwah batzara pe'aduka sakuna lachasha mu'sarka lam. Jehovah, he who be who he be, Yahuwah batzara pe'aduka, in trouble, batzar, in trouble. Have they sought thee? Have they sought the eye? Pekaduka. Fakuna lahash musarka lamo. Silently, silently, they poured out a prayer when thy chastening was up on them, when thy discipline was upon them. They poured forth a whisper. They poured forth a whisper. Sakuna lachash musarka lamo, lamo, lamo. When do the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When do the Israelites seek the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Blessed be He in the time of their distress. For it is said, even in Psalm 18, Hebraically, the seventh verse, that reads, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, my God, my God. Batzar li ekra Yahuwah v'hilla Elohai ishawi'ah. In my distress, batzar li, in distress, anxiety for me, batzar li ekra Yahuwah. I call by name, he who be, we be, ekra Yahuwah, ekra Yahuwah. And cried and shouted to the Elohai, highly I, with Il Elohai, Ishawiah, and I shout and I cried, I shouted out to Elohai, to highly I, Batzali, Ekrayo, with Il Elohai, Ishawiah, Ishawiah, Ishawiah.
Thus, like this, David also, whenever he found himself in distress, in straits, difficulties, and anxiety, sought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sought the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said even in Psalm 3, first verse Hebraically, where it reads, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor leDavid b'varcho mipnei Avshalom b'no. A psalm, Isis, a chant, intonation, a psalm of David, Mizmor leDavid, when he fled, b'barcho, from Absalom, mipnei Avshalom, from the face of Avshalom, mipnei Avshalom b'no, Mizmor leDavid, b'barcho, mipnei Avshalom b'no, b'no, son, b'no, son, b'no, son, b'no. And again, and again, and again, when the Ziphites came and said to Shaul, said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? In Psalm 54, verse 2.
Bevo ha zufim, vayomru ale Shaul, hallo David, mistater imanu. When the Ziphites came, bevo ha zufim, and they said to Saul, vayomru le Shaul, doth not David hide himself with us? Hello, David, mistatir imanu. Is not David a mystery with us? Hello, David, mistatir imanu. And again, when he fled from Saul in the cave, even in Psalm 57, the first verse Hebraically.
Bivarcho amipnei Shaul ba mi'ara.
When he fled, bibarcho, from Saul, from the face of Saul, mipnei Shaul, from the person, the presence, the perception of Saul, mipnei Shaul, in the cave,
ba me'ara, ba me'ara. Be barchoa mipnei sha'ola, ba me'ara.
So here also a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Mizmor le David, bi yahiyoto, bi midbar Yehuda. The verse does not say a psalm of David when he was king, but when he was in the wilderness of Judah, bi midbar Yehuda. Thus again, David said, even in Psalm 118, Hebraically the fifth verse, I called upon the Lord in distress. I called upon the Lord in distress.
Mina hametzar karati ya.
Out of my straits, my anxieties, my difficulties,
min hametzar,
I called upon ya, I called upon ja,
karati ya,
min hametzar,
karati ya,
I called upon ja in my distress. And also, even in Psalm 54, he breaks the fourth verse that reads, what time that I am afraid, I will trust in thee, I will trust in thee, I, male.
Yom Yahani Eleka Evatach,
in the day that I am afraid,
Yom Yahani Eleka Evatach,
I will put my trust, my confidence, my surety, Eleka Evatach, in the eye. I will put my trust, my confidence, my confidence, my confidence in the eye.
Yom Yahani Eleka Evatach.
And again, even in Psalm 119, Hebraically the 71st verse, it is good for me that I have been afflicted in order that I might learn thy statutes. It is good for I that I have been afflicted in order that I might learn thy statutes.
Tov li yaki ya'onet lima'ana eh limad chukekha.
It is good for me, tov li, it's good for I, that I have been afflicted, ki oneti. When I'm afflicted, ki oneti, tobli, ki oneti. In order that, lima'an, I might learn,
elimad,
thy statutes, chukeka, tobli, ki oneti,
lima'ana, elimada chukeka.
Therefore, al kin, hence, it is said a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, Elohim, thou art my God,
Eli Ata,
earnestly will I seek thee.
Mizmor le David, bi yahiyoto, bi midbar Yehuda.
Elohim, Eli Ata,
shachreka.
O God, thou art my God, earnestly will I seek thee, I,
Elohim.
Eli ata et shachreka. Here, Psalm 63, Mizmor Samech Gimel Samech Gamel, Hebraically the second verse. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Proverbs, even in the Mishle Shlomo. It says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me earnestly shall find me. Slika, 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 there is a scribal error mistype. That's Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, Chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me. I love them that love I. And those that seek I shall earnestly find I. Those who seek me earnestly shall find me.
Ani ohe vehai hava umashachraya yimasauni.
I love them that love me.
Ani ohe veha ehava.
And those that seek me earnestly, uamir shachrai, shall find me, shall find I,
yimatsauni,
ania, ohe behai haba, uma shachraya yimatsauni.
HaTorah,
the Torah says, I love them that love me, I love them that love I,
ani, ohe beha ehab,
who loves me, I love him.
Ani ohev ha ehav.
Another targum, another interpretation. Who loves me? I love him.
David.
Because he loved me, I loved him. And because he sought me earnestly, I sought him earnestly and was found by him. Hence, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Samech, Gimel Samech Damel, Psalm 63, it reads, O God, thou art my God. Earnestly will I seek thee, Elohim. Eli ata itshachreka. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. Here, Hebraically, the bait, the gimel, the bait verse, here, the bait, the second verse, second part of it. First part, O God, thou art my God, earnestly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the eye. My flesh longeth for thee, for the eye, male, in a dry and weary land where no water is. Elohim, Eli, ata, it shachreka, sama'a leka, nafshi, kamaha, leka, vitsari, bi eretza, tziyah, vi ayefa. Believe, my. The thirsty land, the thirsty land, the thirsty land where no water is. The thirsty land where no water is Edom, is Edom. Be eretza tziyaha, ve ayif. Bili mayi, where no water is. Bili mayi. This is Edom. This is Edom. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that when Moses said, the Lord, the God, who led me through the great and dreadful wilderness, wherein were serpents, fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where no water is, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 15. Yahuwah Eloheka, Hamolikeka, Bamidbara, Hagadola, Ve Hanora, Nahash, Saraf, Ve Akrav, Ve Simaon, Ve Simaon, Asherena Maim, He who be, we be thy Elohim, who lead thee through the great and dreadful wilderness. Ha mo likeka ba midbara ha gadola wi hanora, wherein were serpents, nahash, fiery serpents, saraf, and scorpions, wi akrab, and a thirsty ground, wi simaon, where was no water. With Simaon Asher Ain Mai by serpents. Nahash. He meant Babylon. Vavel Babel Babylon. By fiery serpents. Saraf Medea. By scorpions. Akrab. By scorpions. Greece, the Gracchoi. And by a thirsty land where no water is, with Simaon Ashereinu Mayim, Edom. There is a charm against the serpent, against Ha-Nachash. There is a charm, a talisman against the fiery serpent, Ha-Saraf. There is a charm, a talisman against the scorpion, Ha-Akrab. But there is no telsem, no charm, no talisman against Simaon Asher Ein Mayi, a thirsty land, a thirsty ground where no water is. Asher Ein Mayi, where there is no water. So too, there is no charm, no telsem, no talisman against this wicked, against this ratchet kingdom. Hence, a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Be'eretza siyah we'ayef b'li mayi. Be'eretza siyah we'ayef b'li mayi. A dry and thirsty land where no water is a land where our souls, our psyches thirst for words of Torah, for words of Torah, for words of Jah's directions, his instructions, but where it is not permitted us, permitted I and I, to drink. And here, Midrash notes on Mizmor Samech Gimel, Samech Gamel, Psalm 63. So reads the printed edition. So reads the printed edition, but where it is not permitted us, I and I, to drink. The ET, the edited text, reads, we do not find it. Where we do not find it. And here, as it said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 17, it reads, when the poor needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake not, forsake not, forsake not, forsake not. Ha enyima ve ha ever yonima, me vakshim mayima vain, lit shonama bats ama, na shata, ani Yehovah et name, Elohe Israel, loa et ezreim, the poor and needy. Ha en yima, with ha ever yonim, seek water, mit bakshima mayim, and there is none, wa hain, and their tongue faileth for thirst, lit shonama batzama nashatah, I, he who be, ani Yahuwah, will answer them, et a name, I, the God of Israel, Elohei Israel, will not forsake them. Lo e'ezabim. Ha enyima, we'a ha ebionima, mebak eshima, mayima, wa'ayin, lishonama batzama, nashataha, hani Yehuwa, e'enem. Elohei Israel, lo e'ezabim.
Elohei Israel will not forsake them. He will not forsake, I 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 not
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom.
Here on the outro, just to zoom in on today's daily psalm, just a little bit more right here. Past remembrance. The fate of the psalmist in I versus the persecutors, the prosecutions, the trials and tribulations. Let's zoom into these last couple of verses here on the outro right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 63. Have a good Shabbat. Let's reflect on this right here.
Past remembrance of past mercies. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Samech Gimel, Gimel, Gimel. Psalm 63, Psalm LXIII, an exile's, a falash's longing, an exile. We, the Jews, the black Jews, and the African diaspora in this north country, and in exile, that longing. And here, picking up with verse 5 in the KJV, verse 5 to 7, we have verse 5 to 7, remembrance, the remembrance of past mercies, the importance of the remembrance. Let this mind, that thought, remember, not go forget, remember. So the remembrance of the past mercies. Yes, I, Rastafari, you know, that seeking, that longing, right? That seeking, that longing.
Let's just get this right here, brothers and sisters. I'd like to share this tune with you, right? We're coming forward. So here we are left off with verse 4, so I will bless thee, and getting into more of the Hebraic of bless, the barak. How do we bless Elohim? Some Yehudi, some Jews, instead would take the air where it says we bless Elohim and say we praise him. Some interpret that as we acknowledge him, but it's that bending of the knee, right, literally, but in the figure of speech, where he says, I will bless thee as long as I live. So of my life, I will bend my life to Yahweh, truth and life, and live it. And in thy name will I lift up my hands. Right? Both in that act of worship and that act of the work and that service with I and I hands. So here at verse 5, B'shimika, we left off, B'shimika esakapayo, lift up my hand, right, in thy name, lift up my hands, komo cheleb, wa deshen, tisba'a, Tisba'a nafshi, tisba'a nafshi. My soul, she is my psyche. My soul, my psyche is satisfied. Tisba'a, tisba'a nafshi. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness. With Sifte Rinanot, the Rinanot from Rina. We Sifte Rinanot, Yehalelapi in my mouth, the pie, doth praise. Yehalelapi, praise the eye with joyful, with ringing. Vibrating lips with sifate rinano tarina rina, that vibration. My soul is satisfied. Tisba'a nafshi. My soul is satisfied as the hunger of the body can be satisfied with choice food, as the yud, and even in the past, ancient time, with the animal food. The soul of the psalmist and of I and I has been fed in the past by divine and the divine grace, by that true angel's bread, right? The true bread has been satisfied by divine grace and loving kindness. For this spiritual, and it's a psychosuke. Some say spiritual only, but we know it from the psalm as the psyche, the suke, the nefesh, nafshi, my soul, my psyche. So for this psycho-spiritual meal, he and I, we have been impelled, and he was impelled to utter words, and we are impelled to utter words, sound, power of thanksgiving with my mouth, and my mouth doth praise the eye with joyful words, sifate, rinanot. The singing and ringing tones. Im zekaratika Allah Yesu'ai. Be'ashmurot. Ehige bak. When I remember. Im zekaratika. Zekaritika Allah Yesu'ai. When I remember the I on my couch, Allah Yesu'ai on my couch. Be'ashmurot in the Ashmurot. The Ashmurot is the night watches. Ashmurot. Be'ashmurot in the night watches, like the watches, that's like the early hours of the dawn, of the dawning. Ehigeh bak. I meditated on the eye, for as much as I remembered the eye upon my strewn bed. Allah Yitzu'ai, bir eshmurot in the night watches. Ehigeh bak. I meditate on the eye, upon my couch, in the stillness of the night. In the stillness, in the middle of the night, in the stillness of the night when thoughts crowd into the mind, the night watches. Ashmurot, Ashmurot, B'Ashmurot, Ehigehibak. The night watches, of which there were three. There were three night watches, right? According to the ancient, the Israelite division of the night, the ancient Hebraic and Judaic division of the night, there were three watches. And in the night watches, I and I meditate at the dawns, at the early hours of the morn. I and I meditate upon the eyes. The Chay verse, Hebraically, seventh verse in the KJV. Ki hayita ezarata li. For the I, he who be who he be, for the I have been my help. Ki hayita ezarata li, for me. Ubitzela kanafeka eranen, eranen, eranen. And in the protection, the eye protection, in the shadow. Ubitzel, bitzel, the shadow, ubitzel, kanafeka, kanafe, kent, kent, kanafeka, the eye wings. Iranin, 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 I shall exalt, Iranin, I shall rejoice, Iranin, I shall do Rina, that vibration of rejoicing, vibration, the vibes, the positive vibration, word, sound, power, the Rina in the sense of I will do the Rina, Iranin, Iranin, where? In the shadow, ubitzel kanafeka, in the shadow of thy wings, iranein, iranein, I will rejoice. So the shadow of thy wings is one of the words of power here, the sel kanafeka, sel ubitzel kanafeka. We have this in the LVII, have this in Psalm 57, roundabout verse 2. So now here, at the 8th verse, verses 8 to 11, the final portion of today's daily psalm, the Samech Gimel, Psalm LXIII, Psalm 63, and Exiles of Falasha, I and I, Falasha Mora, Amharas, Tafari, yes, I and I longing. Hear his fate and his persecutors. In the final portion of today's daily psalm, verses 8 to 11, his fate and that of the persecutors. Picking up here with the 8th verse, Hebraically. Right, which corresponds to the 8th verse. Dabuka nafshi, dabuka, shall cleave my soul. Achreka, after the I, achreka, dabuka nafshi, achreka. My soul clings to you, my soul shall cleave my soul after you. Dabuka nafshi, achreka. Bia tamcha, tamcha, yemineka. Your right hand, yemineka. Your right hand holds me, holds me. Bi tamcha, yemineka. Of me took hold your right hand. Of me took hold your right hand. My soul cleaveth, dabka nafshi, achreka, achreka, to the eye or after the eye. The idea of cleaving to Elohim, the true good, the true God, is common in Deuteronomy, especially in Devarim, the words, the words, the words, Deuteronomy 4 and 4, the cleaving. In Deuteronomy 10 and 20, the cleaving. In Deuteronomy 30 and 20, the cleaving, this idea of cleaving, davka, davka, davka nafshi, achreka, achreka. And this idea of cleaving, right, then the soul cleaving, she cleaving to he who be who he be, that psycho-spiritual, right, relationship. It was developed by the medieval Judaic, the mystics, to whom this term, the term davka, 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 it came to represent their sense of devotion, devotion. The davka, 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 davka. So representing the sense of devotion, that rapt attachment, man's absorption, the absorption in relation to Ha Elohim, in relation to the true good, in relation to the true God, especially and particularly, especially in prayer and praise and meditation, the davka, cleaving, right? Cleaving, thy right hand holdeth me fast. Thy right hand holdeth me firm. Be tamcha, tamcha yemineka. Be tamcha yemineka. Thy right hand, Elohim, John's response to man, to Ionize cleaving. When we cleave to him, then truly it be atamacha yemineka. Thy right hand holdeth me fast, firmly, holdeth me fast. Right? Of me to hold your right hand, his right hand taketh hold of I. Moving forward. Right, the ninth verse, KJVY, is corresponding to the Yod or the Yud verse. Wehema, Lishoa, Bi Bakashua Nafshi. But those Wehema, and they, has a sense of but they, but and they, with heima, lishona, to destroy it, lishoa, right, the shoa, lishoa, with heima, lishoa, yebakshu nafshi, those who seek to destroy my soul, they seek my soul to destroy it, and they to destroy to seek my soul. But they in folly seek my soul. Ya bo'u, shall go be ta'chetiyot ha'aretz. Ya bo'a be ta'chetiyot ha'aretz. Shall go into the depths, into the tachitiyot, the depths of haaret, the depths of the earth. They shall enter into the lowest most part of the earth. Who? Wehema and they, lishoah, yebakashu nafshi. Now, no malice enters into his thoughts, and no malice should enter into I and I thoughts of what is to happen to his and I and I ops, opposition and opponents and haters and enemies. As John's right hand, it holds the righteous. His justice also demands that there should be discrimination. There should be discrimination against the ratchet, the rasha, the ratchet, the wicked, who will accordingly feel. Right. They will feel. He who doesn't hear it must feel. So they don't want to hear the truth and receive the truth. Faith comes by hearing. They will feel the destructive power of the very same right hand. Very destructive power, and go into the nethermost parts. The nethermost parts of the earth. This is the location of the Sheol. So we should recognize that as we speak in cycles spiritually here, it's not always referring just to the phi cycle. There's also the metaphi cycle, Sheol, the metaphi cycle, lower regions, whether ones want to call it depression or the Sheol, the anti-repatriation state, that state like in away from the Father, the true good, the true God. So we have the next verse, Chabarim, the Yod Aleph verse in the Sefer Tehillim, which corresponds with the 10th verse in the KJV. Yagiruhu, they shall be delivered over. They shall be handed over. They shall be delivered up, delivered over. Yagiruhu, Allah Yideya Harev, Allah Yidei Harev. They shall be delivered over to the hand of the sword. Literally in the Hebrew, it's the hand. Allah yidei, yid yad, the hand. Allah yidei ya charev. Allah yidei charev. The yid, the id, the ij,
right? The id in the Rosh Hashanah here in the Hebrews, the yid, like from the id, the hand, the yid, Allah Yideya Harev, delivered over to the power or the hand, the hands of the broadsword, to the hand of the broadsword, which is to the power of the sword. Menata Shu'alim, Yihyu. Menata Shu'alim, Shu'alima Yihyu. They shall be a prey for the Shu'alim, right? The Shu'alim. Menata Shu'alima Yihyu. They shall be, let them become portions for the foxes. They shall be portions. Menat. Shu'alim, Yihyu, literally portions for foxes, they shall become. They shall be hurled to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for the foxes, the power of the sword, literally the hand of the broadsword. The weapon which they intended to use against the innocent and the righteous will be the implement of justice. And by it they would be destroyed, downstroyed, a portion for foxes. Or the Shu'alim, the foxes, some interpret this better as jackals, a portion for the jackals, which will devour and eat up their unburied bodies. Not to receive, it should be noted that not to receive an honorable burial was a thought which filled the Oriental. Right, especially the East, so the Oriental churches, the Ethiopian church, the Coptic Egyptian church, the Armenian church, the Syrian church, the Indian church, that's the Orient, the Afro-Asian East, so-called Middle East, the Horn of Africa, the East, and Arabia, that's the region of the Orient, looking to the East. Right, so for those Afro-Asiatic peoples, or in the ancient way, the Orient, the Oriental, this filled I and them filled us with horror, not to receive an honorable burial. That was a thought which filled the Oriental, the Afro-Asiatic, the Afro-Shemitic with horror, utter horror. Final verse right here, Chabarim, for today's daily song, we have the Yod Beit, corresponding to KJV with the 11th verse. With Hamelek. Yismach Elohim, and the king, with Hamelech, the king, but the king, and the king, and as far as the king, and the king, on the other hand, and the king, but the king, with Hamelech, Yismach, shall rejoice, Yismach Be'Elohim. Be'Elohim, and Elohim in the true good, in the true God. Yitahalel kol ha nishba'a bo. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. Call ha nishba'a ba'u. Call all ha nishba'a ba'u. All those yitahalel shall exalt, right? Shall glory, shall exalt, right? Shall praise. Ki yisaker, ki yisaker. Ki Yisaker, shall be stopped. For shall be stopped. Ki Yisaker, be the mouth, Dobre Shaker. Ki Yisaker, be Dobre Shaker. For the mouth of those who speak Shaker, falsehood, folly, shall be stopped. For the mouth of those who speak lies, Shaker, Dobre Shaker, the speaker of lies, Dobre Shaker, shall be stopped. Ki Yisaker, be Dobre Shaker. But the king
and the king shall be glad. V'hamelech yismach be'Elohim, in Elohim. Shall be praised all swearing by an oath in him. Yitahalel kol lahanishad ba'abawah. For he obstructed, he obstructs, he obstructed, obstructing the mouth of the one speaking unjustly and falsehood. Ki yisaker pi dobrei shaker. The king, Hamelech, since the Psalm of David, some say this alluding to himself, as we have in the LXI in 7, in Psalm 61, round about verse 7, that sweareth by him, ha-nishba'a-bo, connected with serving. To swear by him is connected with serving Elohim. We have this in Deuteronomy 6 and 13, Deuteronomy 10 and 20, Deuteronomy 6, verse 13, and Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. When a man, when the Ish takes an oath in his name, Shemo, Bishmo, in his name, it should be in a worthy connection and with pure intention. The words of thy mouth and meditation of thy heart be humbly acceptable in thy sight. Such as he will be rewarded with a manifestation of his salvation. Yeshua. For those that speak lies will be obstructed, will be stopped. Deceiving men and people by oaths sworn in the name of Elohim, the true good, the true God, which they falsify in act. So they swear with their lips and their mouth, but they falsify it, that they do not act it out. They will be reduced to silence in Sheol. Be reduced to silence in the anti-repatriation state. Yes, I. That fulfills right there today's daily psalm. And please note, brothers and sisters, for the record, it's connected with the two previous psalms, 61 and 62, a prayer in exile, and the one sure refuge, even in exile. Yes, I. Ve'imru, amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen.
Hashem Yeshua, name of Yeshua, Shabbat Shalom, Shem Shalom. Give thanks for this. Bless Islam.